Greetings to you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a joy for me to come back and to be here again. And I was here 2.5 years back, and that was my first visit to U.S. And if I cherish a memory, that was that I came here last time. And it is so fresh into my heart. And so, you know, it is like coming back home. And, you know, Harris was saying this is a small IEM family. Truly, it is so, because the way that you pray for IEM, you support IEM, and, you know, you had been part of the vision of IEM, and we are grateful to you for your prayers and for your involvement. So on behalf of Indian Evangelical Mission, it's my joy to greet you all and to thank you, especially Dinakar Taylor, the president, and all the officials here for your love toward us. And particularly, I want to also mention that Chris Christian has been a great support to me, and for him to bring me here and to stay in their home. It's a joy for me. And so I want to thank the Lord for all these people and each one of you for your prayers. Just want to, before I bring the word this morning, I want to just tell you what the Lord is doing in different places. It will be most of the things that I'm going to share. It may not be in the outreach that you will get. Most of the matters, you know, these are all the things that God is doing. And so we want to celebrate the faithfulness of God this morning. And I really enjoyed the worship. And we will continue to worship the Lord, saying what Lord has done in our country. And so the word of God says, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. And so I am here to tell what he has done. It's not IEM or IEM missionaries. It is what he has done through us. And today, when you look at this, how we are spread in different parts of the country, all the green dots talks about our mission field. You can see in the northeast, we are in Arunachal Pradesh. And in the north, we are in Himachal Pradesh. In the west, we are in Gujarat and Rajasthan. In south, we are in Tamil Nadu. We are able to spread in 25 states of the country, and we praise God. And, you know, when you look at today, IEM is a big family coming from 25 states, from all the different communities, languages, cultures, church. You know, we are interdenominational, and we all work together for only one reason, that we want to see, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is taken to unreached places and churches planted. I just want to tell you that this girl, who is our missionary's daughter, Alice, fell, and they gave us the information that we need to pray for her, because she was unconscious after falling, and we didn't know how fall was. And then when I went there in Arunachal Pradesh, in their home in Kamba, we saw how far she fell from. Let's see that. Move on. And this is their home, the back of their home, where, you know, she fell from there. And you can see, you know, it's a narrow passage. And it would have been a disaster, but the parents have to carry her to nearby hospital where they could do the CT scan, and they have to travel 18 hours to come to Tejpur, where the EHA hospital is there. And so the Lord hears our prayers, and we praise God for how the Lord is acting. Here, this girl in the middle, she has been possessed by evil spirit, and when our missionary Prem Kumar and Asha started their ministry, they confronted this family. And they asked, this family asked, you know, can Jesus help us? my daughter is possessed with the evil spirit. And they started praying. The Lord delivered her. And because of that, today there is a church. I want to show you that. You know, this place is near Indo-China border. If you walk through this river for a day travel, you will be into China. And, you know, in this place, they build their home with bamboo and timber. Yes, and this man gave this beautiful property. And he said, I want a worship place in my village. And so that's how we were able to dedicate this place. And what happened was, this man was a follower of Dhoni Bolo, a god called Dhoni Bolo. That means sun, moon, god. And he also was a BJP ward leader. And so when he accepted Jesus Christ, it was very difficult for him to come out openly to tell about what the Lord has done. And then he had an experience. Jesus appeared in a dream and told him not to be ashamed of Jesus. And so he came out openly. And then because of that, today we have a beautiful church in that place. And this has happened in a near time when Prem Kumar and Asha has gone there. We praise God for the dedication of this church took place there. And, you know, just I want to, you know, add a word of encouragement. As we are praying for our country, just hold on, we see that God is working. Many of you know. You know, there are this freedom of religion bill has been affected in different places. We even have in Gujarat now, and we have it in Madhya Pradesh, Orissa. And in 1978, they introduced freedom of religion bill in Arunachal Pradesh. And and what happened is that in that time, we were praying that the Lord should not, you know, the Christians were going through so much of harassment, and Lord should give us, you know, hear our prayers. And then, you know, but they introduced the bill in 1978. And today when I went there, and when we hear how the Lord is building his church, it's very encouraging. In 78, we had 22% Christians in Arunachal Pradesh. Today we have 44%. In spite of this bill is passed there. You know, no one can stop the ongoing of the work of the Lord. Amen? And the Lord is doing that. And so, in difficult places, the Lord is taking us. And here, there is another place in Chatarpur. Kunal Parisha, who is holding his child, was beaten up here and put in prison in May 2007. Last year, this place, the case was settled. Today, we have 5 worship places. Even here, we have a worship going on. People are accepting Christ. And I want to take you to Orissa. We are working among the Kuvi people in the south Orissa, and the Lord is bringing people. I want to take you to Karnataka, where we see that, you know, there are a lot of struggles are going on. In Karnataka, never before this kind of opposition was there. In spite of it, we are able to see the church is planted in this place, and people are coming in big numbers, accepting Jesus Christ and going through the baptism. And then I want to take you to, yes, move on. In UP, Khargra village, these are new believers. They've had a lot of problem when they accepted Jesus Christ. Others came and asked, why are you accepting Jesus Christ? What are they giving to you? And they said, they didn't give us anything but Jesus, who changed our lives. Today, we live a life which is in which that we enjoy our life. We had been drunkards. We had been in different bondages. And the Lord has delivered us. I want to take you to Dehradun. You know, Sunita, as she was worshiping in a worship group, she was being dragged by her family members back to her home, and was house arrested for many, many months. But no one could change her faith. And then their parents let her go. And when I went there, it was my joy to see that she is baptized. And there, you have to give an affidavit before you take baptism. And so she, along with another four people, they have given the affidavit. And it was my joy to see she is being baptized. You know, you can see that she's, you know, we have to baptize her in a tub. You know, we're not taking them to a river or any lake or anything like that. So this is what we happen. Pray for this team which is working, and they want to build a church, and they want to buy a land and build a church. This is the missionary team which is working there. Yes. You know, when we are establishing churches, this is our concern, that every church will become self-supportive, self-governing, self-propagating. And because of that, you know, even if we are not there, they can continue the work. And so from the very beginning, we teach them how to get involved in the work. And you can see here, the believers are involved in building the worship place. The brick and sand and, you know, cement is brought by them, and they are building the church. Keep moving. And so we are able to see the church is built in that way, and it was my joy to dedicate this church. And then, you know, we also develop local leadership. You know, we want the strong local leadership are identified and trained, and so we train them and we empower them. And then we want to appoint 200 local leaders in these days. Particularly, you can remember this in your prayers. By 2013, we would like to see 200 people are trained and sent to different mission field. Just hold on there. You know, one of the difficult thing is that we are, you know, to find missionaries is coming a very difficult fact, because not many young people are coming these days. I'm standing here with a great burden, and I want to challenge you, I want to encourage you, I want to plead with you to pray the Lord of the harvest will give us more laborers. You know, to train them and to send them to different difficult areas is a great task. Want many Gujarati young people to come. Want many Marathi people to come. Want many, you know, people from UP and Bihar to join us. And this is our prayer. Please pray. And one of the things that we see is, yes, keep moving. Yeah, we see a lot of persecution here. Reverend Richard Howell, the General Secretary of EFI, said like this: the Christian community in India continue to suffer for the sake of their service and witness to Lord Jesus Christ. And there has been 140 major incidents of violence against Christianity. This is what is happening. So we would request you to pray for the suffering church back home. And, you know, these are all the statistics that is given to us. We also have radio program in different languages. We have program in Kukna, Koruku, Koya languages, and people very eagerly listen to the word of God. And we partner with TWR and FIBA, and we distribute radios so that they can listen to the word of God. Even if the missionaries are not able to go, they are able to listen to the word of God. Yes. And also we involved in community health development. We want to give our missionaries this training, which is called Community Lay Leaders Health Training Certificate, given by the Christian Medical College in Velo. And you can see Dr. Vinosha here, who has been a great missionary in among the Garcia people in Danta. And the Lord used him, and today God is using him in training many young people to go and live among the people, and they can take care of their health need of the people and to train 100 missionaries. This is our goal, that we will train them and we will send them and they will help in the work of the Lord. And we also involved in the Bible translation. You know, here we can see that, you know, the Maria Bible has been translated, and, you know, we praise God after 25 long years of, you know, hard work by Joseph and Omana, we are able to dedicate the Maria Bible and give to the people. And we also had the joy of seeing Kotia Bible. This is the New Testament given into their hands, and the Kotia people are found in Orissa and in North Andhra Pradesh near Visakhapatnam in Arakku Valley. And today the Lord has given us 23 churches, and we praise God today how the Lord is using. Now here we see this, all these are our Bible translators and their family. We request you to pray for them. We have 13 Bible translations going on, and so please pray for them. And our aim is to see that, you know, the rest of the Bible translation work should be started. When you look at our country, we know that we speak 1,562 dialects. And though we can't translate into all these dialects, and one of the statistics say that we need to translate the Bible into 110 languages. And so please pray that we will start the work. And we also have the work among the children. The Lord has enabled us to put up this facility near in Dharmapuri district in Tamil Nadu. And we want to see that this kind of setup facility is given. We are not running an orphanage. We are running hostel. This is for the children in different homes. They will come and stay with us, and they will be given education. Are we interested in bringing them up socially and economically and educationally? Yes, that is one of the aim. But the primary aim is that they will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. The children will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and through that, the family will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So please pray for this. We want to do that more, and we have a project which we have brought. This is to start similar hostel among the Garasia people. Garasia people are found in Palanpur and in Abu Road and in that area. So we want to see that people, Garasia people, come to know the Lord. And, you know, we want to have a same kind of facility among them. So please take this and get involved. And we want to see that we will buy a land there and we build a building. This is one of the need today. You know, people, when we send our missionaries to different places, people are asking the question, no, why are you here? Those days when our missionaries say, we are here to learn the language and we want to live among you, they happily received us. We didn't have any problem. But today, immediately they say, you have come here, convert us. They say that you are receiving money from foreign, and so you are here to convert us. This kind of question is always coming. And so we need to be involved in the social needs of the community, and we need to establish ourselves in that way there. So by giving them these hostels and helping them to live there, you know, helps us to spread of the gospel, and the community is with us. And so please pray and get involved in this need. And we have the work in Andaman Islands. The Lord has been so good to us, giving us this place. And we want to take you to Orissa, where we started our work among the Ho people. The Ho people are unreached people. While Graham Stein was working there, this invitation came to us. When he died, the government said, we can't live there anymore. We can't, our missionaries cannot be in the villages along with the people. So they asked us to pull all the missionaries out. So we had a discussion with the missionaries saying, can we move you to other mission field? But they said, no, we would like to wait on the Lord and to see what the Lord is going to do. And so, yes, hold on there. So what happened was, these young people, you know, Reuben, Sadhu, Murali, Uday, these people came forward and they said, you teach us the Bible. We will go and conduct the worship service. We teach the people and we preach the word. And today, the Lord is giving us increase. Every day, people are coming to know the Lord. And every month, there is baptism service. And today, we have 23 churches among whole people. You know, even if the people, if we are not able to send our missionaries, the Lord, the Holy Spirit is working in such a way that we can see that these, you know, churches are planted. Yes, move on. And so after 25 years, you know, we have the great joy, yes, joy to see that these people are accepting Jesus Christ. And, you know, and we are empowering the local leaders. Here you can see that these local leaders have been recognized and they are ordained and they are sent as pastors and they are doing the work of the Lord. Pray for the church among the whole people. And how are we doing all this? Yes. Go on, please. You know, we, as you all know, that we depend on the Indian Christians who are giving us, individuals, families, prayer groups, churches like you, you know, giving us the money every month. And that is how we are able to do this. And the Lord has been faithfully providing for all the needs. And, you know, when we do this, we do different activities. And we see that we organize church-related program, generating prayer support, linking people to the work of the Lord, and we raise financial support, and we publicize books to motivate people to get involved. And this is where, you know, our Gujarat State Convention, as well as the National Conference is going to be held. And we want to thank you for your involvement. Many of you have sent gifts to organize this. And these days, what we see is when we organize conferences, mission conferences, we do it in different states. This year, we are doing in Ahmedabad. Last year, we did it in Kerala. Previous year, we had in Shillong. And big number of people come from all over the country. We are expecting about 500 people to come outside Gujarat. And they will be coming to Maninagar, Ahmedabad. So please, you know, I have brought this prayer cards. You know, it will be happening next month. A month later, you will see this. And keep this in your Bible. Pray for us. And what is the purpose of this convention? Is to see that many, many, you know, people, young people, accept Jesus Christ. And they will dedicate their lives to for missions. Will you pray? The Lord will give us many, many young people through this convention. And once again, I want to thank you for your involvement in this. So then we also want many area secretaries to come. You know, I know some of you had been our area secretary right here. Our area secretary, Jayendibai, is here. And so, you know, many, you know, we would like to have many people to represent IEM in different places. And so please pray. And not only that, these all our missionaries are connected to different supporting groups. I am supported by 4 different supporting groups. And they, you know, we praise God that they support our hostel ministries and our missionary kids. And not only that, they also get involved in different needs of our missionaries. Here, this supporting group is giving us a bike, yes. A motorbike to the for the missionary. And so this is how the entire work is going on. Please move on. And so please pray that the Lord will give us, look at this present group of trainees. These are all the candidates who are going to go into mission fields on March 16. We will be dedicating them and sending them. They are under training now. March 16, 2013. These many people, 33 of them, will be going to mission fields. This is our training institute. So we praise God that in the last year we were able to see 615 people confessing the Lord as their Lord and Savior. And not only that, 165 new worship groups has been formed in different villages. Yes, move on. And, you know, our budget this year is 12.5 crore rupees. And in that, you know, you can see overseas, we are not, 10 crore of money comes within the country. Hallelujah. The Lord has been so faithful providing for the needs of this mission within the country, and many of us are involved in that. So you please, you know, you can get involved with us, and you can come as a short-term, young people can come. India tour as well as mission tour. You know, here a group of people came from UK, and they spent time in our mission fields, and then they had a sightseeing of India and then went back. And one of them said, with tears in his eyes, he said, "I never seen this much of suffering. This is the first time." You know, let's give our children, our young people, a taste of what is happening in India. And they got involved in different ways, yes. And, you know, what an experience, you know, the UK girls to wear, you know, silver kameez, and they were singing the song and getting involved, yes. Partner with us, and a different partnership is being done. Yes, keep moving. And so our future goal is that we want to see 500 worship groups. In 1965, the Lord started the work, and by 2015, we will be reaching 50 years. And we want to see in these years 500 new worship groups. Can the Lord do this? He can do it. Pray with us. We would like to see 500 new worship groups formed by 2015, and we want to train 200 local leaders. We want to see 1,500 women leaders coming in these days. So would you pray for us? Let's move on. You know, the key is prayer. Every month, on the third Wednesday, we spend time in prayer. Whole day. We don't travel. We don't have any office. Doesn't work. We want to spend time in prayer. That is the IEM prayer day, every month, third Wednesday. You know one thing? Why we want to pray on the third Wednesday? Third Wednesday is the middle of the month. And we want to, and by the time, the prayer requests from all the mission fields will come, and the magazine is ready. So before it goes to the hands of the people, we want to spend time in prayer. Not only that, by the time we want money for the next month, we don't have the money. And so we would like to spend that entire month, entire day, praying the Lord will meet the needs of the. So prayer is the key, and you can spend time, if you remember IEM on the third Wednesday, spend some time and pray with us. Yes. Yes, keep moving. So we would like you to give us, you know, these days, sending the padkar or outreach by post is expensive. And we are moving into electronic age. So we can send this by email. So please give us. Brother Chris can give you a piece of paper in which that you can write your email IDs. So we can collect that and we can send. And if you want, both book and PDF, we can do that. If you say, no, I don't enjoy reading through a screen, and I would like to get it through post, we will continue to do that. But give us what is your request, and we will take care of that. And please take all this literature that we have, and we also have this poster, and so you can take this and stuck it in your home somewhere, and you can encourage your children to pray for the missionaries. And you know, in one home, they told me that, you know, their children go and touch one of the pictures and they pray for that missionary. And so you can encourage your children to get involved, and please take these posters also, and you can pray. Let's move into the Word of God now. As I was waiting on the Lord this morning, the Lord, you know, reminded me to speak on the faith and the suffering. And we want to look at this chapter. We already read the passage from Acts of Apostles. And, you know, I thank the person who read the Bible, and particularly repeating the verse in Acts of Apostles, chapter 18. Yes, the Word of God says, Acts of Apostles, chapter 18. Verse 9 and 10, it says, "One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. 'Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you. No one is going to attack or harm you, because I have many people in the city.'" Is that not an encouraging word from the Holy Spirit? We have this, the Lord is keep on reminding us there are many people. As we heard what the Lord is doing in India, shall we pause and pray? Lord, give us more souls. Give us more places where we can go and reach out for you. Is there anyone who wants to pray at this time for the missionary work which is going on in India? Anyone who is led of the Lord? Can you please and pray for the word? Anyone who is led of the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to place some questions before you. The first question is, how to face opposition and suffering? You see, you know, when you want to live for the Lord, when you want to live for the righteousness of God, we go through suffering. We go through persecution. The question is, should a Christian go through suffering? These days we don't hear messages on suffering, is it not? More on prosperity, health, wealth, all kinds of things. But the Word of God says, suffer for the gospel, suffer for the sake of the gospel. And so the question is really, you know, what is happening to us? What is happening to our prayers? We pray for so many missionaries. We pray for the work of the Lord in different places. And what is happening to all of that? Going back to the memories, you know, we see, yes, you know, Graham Stain and two of their children were burnt alive in 1999, January 24, in a village where they were serving the Lord, it happened. And so what is happening? And not only that, one of our missionaries, when he came down to Visakhapatnam and carried all the medicine, and he was going back, and he met with an accident, leaving his wife and three daughters. And after working there for 18 long years. What about Kunal Parisha, who was serving the Lord in Chhatarpur, and he was persecuted and imprisoned? Why is it happening? And why the Lord did not hear our prayers? And why God did not deliver them? They could have delivered them from all these problems. It is a big question. And we can go on asking this question, why? And this question has been asked not now. It's been asked many, many years ago. From the very beginning, we see from the Acts of Apostles till now, we see people are suffering. People go through persecution. When people stand for the Lord, this happens. You know, however, you know, when we see in the Bible, we can see three things. The evidences that a Christian would go through suffering is already said. And not only that, the expectation of Christians as they go through suffering and the encouragement that comes from the Word of God as we go through suffering. I want to place before you these things, the evidences, the expectation, and the encouragement. The first one, the evidence that Christian would go through suffering. You know, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Word of God says, it is common for us to go through temptation. It is common for us to go through test. Every one of us are expected to go through it. When you and me become a child of God, God doesn't put us in a capsule where we will not have any suffering, any problem. We will have. It is common to all men. And then we see in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, you know, the Word of God says, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. This is what the Word of God says. It is not something strange. It is not something new. It is happening to you. We need not be surprised about what is happening to you. And so, you know, the Word of God had given us enough warning that everyone who prefers to be Christian, who prefers to be follower of Christ, will go through suffering. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16, can we read that in Gujarati? 1 Peter chapter 4, 16. You know, the word Christian in the Bible, how many times it has come? Five times? Okay. As I know, it's only three times. Okay. Five times. Okay. Why this word is given to us, this title, Christian? Do you know that? Why the follower of Jesus Christ, the follower of the way? That is what Acts of Apostles says. You know, all those who follow Jesus Christ are called the follower of the way. Why this title is given? The title is given not as something, you know, wonderful about this title. Actually, it is a nickname. Nickname is given for insulting a person, is it not? Normally. You know, who are these people? They are followers of Christ. Who is this Christ? He has been crucified on the cross. For, you know, who will be crucified on the cross? Only the criminals. And that was the reason. And that is why Peter is mentioning to us, don't be ashamed. Today, you know, being a Christian may be a merit or some credit that we get. But no, in those days, to be called as Christian was a shameful thing. And that is why the Lord, the Word of God is saying, don't be ashamed of being a Christian. And today when we are going through suffering, we don't need to be ashamed of it. Because we are called to be sufferers of the gospel. Some more evidences. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. I want you to underline this. Who wants to live, who are not living, who even the intention of living for God brings suffering. It's very hard. It's not very easy. When you want to, Lord, I want to dedicate, you know, many of us have said right here, I have decided to follow Jesus. The very thought will bring you suffering. That's what the Word of God says. I'm not saying this. And then, Acts chapter 14, verse 22, Paul is telling and encouraging the Ephesian believers and elders. What is he saying? Hardships qualifies us to enter into the kingdom of God. If you and me need to enter into the kingdom of God, it is only through suffering. And we have forgotten this. And today nobody wants to talk about this because it is not very appealing to talk about, you know, one has to go through all kinds of problems. But at the same time, the Word of God is encouraging us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. The Word of God tells us, in comparison to what we are going to enjoy in the presence of God forever and ever, it is quite small what we are going through. So we can't make big issue of what we are going through. Because when you are going to enjoy with the God forever and ever, our present troubles are very quite small. We don't need to be worried about that. Amen? You know, it's going to be very, very temporary. That's what the Word of God says. So these are the evidences that we can find. Now I want to take you to expectations. You know, though we know it is all said in the Bible, you know, when it happens to us, you know, we are really disturbed. Just want to pause here and want to tell you one experience of mine. I was traveling, I went to Ahmedabad, and then they put me on a train, and I reached Palanpur, and there I spent a little time, and then went to Abu Road. And we work among the Garasias there, so we called all of them to come. And had very little time. And so the missionaries said, you know, you don't need to go to all the villages and to meet with the new believers. All the believers will call them. This Garasias will call them. They will all meet in a church in Abu Road. There is a beautiful CNI church there. I do not know who built that. It was built in the British's time. And that morning when we gathered there, it's all filled with all Garasias. You know, all the women were sitting on one side, men were sitting on one side with their costumes. You know, they have a very colorful costumes. The church looked so beautiful with these Garasias. And I was thinking, even the man who built that church would not have dreamt that the church will be filled with Garasias, new believers. And we had a wonderful time. And I was really asking Lord, give me a word to encourage these new believers. And so I spoke from Philippians chapter 1, verse 19, which says, it is given to us to believe, not only to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to suffer for Christ. So what I shared with them is, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is giving you two gifts. One is the belief itself is a gift. It's not everyone has got it. And so you are special. The Lord has been gracious to you, and you are able to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then God also wants to give you another gift, the gift to suffer for him. And so I encourage the new Garcia believers. And I was staying in a lodge there, and Dinesh Patel took me back. I said, I have terrible headache. I want to go. After the lunch was a wonderful Garcia lunch they made. And I ate that, and then I went to my room, and I want to take a little rest. And as Dinesh dropped me in the back in the lodge, he had a call in his cell saying, don't come back to the church. The mass of people have come in, and they're all into the church. They are disturbing everything, and they are looking for you. Don't come back. And the whole thing was disturbed. And police came. They're all just watching, not doing anything. These fellows are pulling the curtain, coming to the, you know, going into the pulpit and pulling and pushing and destroying everything. They saw a keyboard there, and they said, that's the laptop. They didn't even know what his laptop is. They were looking for laptops and AK-47 guns and all that. And they said, why? No, you people are getting a lot of foreign funds, then that's what you are doing all this. And they went to these new believers, and they said, why have you come here? And then they said, we have come here to worship the Lord. This is not the place to worship your God. This is Christian's place. And this Garcia new believer said, we are Christians. We are followers of Jesus Christ. And particularly, Garcia women stood like rock there. And, you know, the inspector stopped everything and said, please get out. Go back to your villages. And that's how the whole meeting ended that day. A lot of fear. What will happen to the work? You know, as we were there in that kind of a situation, I was really praying, Lord, what is this? No, we have not done anything. We have met in a church. We didn't go, you know, into the village, did nothing. Why should we? And that day, the Lord spoke to me from this verse, Acts chapter 18, verse 9. He says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You know, the Lord keeps on telling us one thing. Don't be afraid. Keep moving. You know, so this is the expectation of Christians. When we go through suffering, when we go through, you know, when we want to stand for the faith of in the Lord Jesus Christ, how are we responding? The Word of God says, expect suffering. Do not be surprised. Who said this? Matthew chapter 5, the Lord's message, Sermon on the Mount. What is he saying? Can we read verse 9 and 10? Matthew chapter 5. 9 and 10. You know, twice the Lord is saying, blessed. If you want to be blessed, let's go through suffering. Don't be surprised. Expect suffering. And then the Lord is saying, rejoice, in verse 12. Rejoice and be glad. This is very difficult, is it not? When you are suffering, when people are, you know, stoning you, giving you a lot of trouble for no reason. You can't be rejoicing, but the Lord said we have to do that. Secondly, I see, envision the power of God. When we go through suffering, we need to understand whom we are believing. I know who in whom I believe. That's what the word of God says. Envision his power. Are you able to see that we belong to a God who is the God of the universe? And that is what we many times fail to see. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. This man, this servant of God, this servant who helped the servant of God, who did not have enough faith. And so, Elijah has to open his eyes. And he said, for there are more on our side than theirs. Amen? We are more. We may be minority in India. Even today, in the whole world, those who are following Christ are minorities. Nominalism is set in. And so we can't take everyone for granted. And so there are people who want to follow Christ are minorities, but the Lord is saying, we are more. Amen? Because the Lord is with us. And so envision the power of God. And not only that, experience the deliverance of God. We will experience. The Lord is going to, ultimately, who is going to be the winner? Our Lord. Because he said, I am the winner. I am victorious. Thanks be to God who causes us victorious in everywhere. That's what the word of God says. And so let's experience the deliverance of God. I want to read to you this. How do you know the Savior's words? If you never felt pain, then how would you know that I am a healer? If you never went through bondage, how would you know that I am a deliverer? If you never had a trial, how could you call yourself an overcomer? If you never felt sadness, how would you know that I am a comforter? If you never had any suffering, then how would you know that what I went through? If you never went through the fire, then how would you know that you become pure? If I give you all things, how would you know and appreciate them? If I never corrected you, how would you know that I love you? If you had all power, then how would you know, learn to depend on me? If your life was perfect, then what would you need me for? If you never had made a mistake, how would you know that I am forgiving? If you knew all, how would you know that I will answer your questions? If you never were in trouble, how would you know that I will come to your rescue? If you never were broken, then how would you know that I can make you whole? If you never had a problem, then how would you know that I can solve problems? This is what the Lord is trying to tell us. There is a reason behind everything that Lord allows in our lives. I do not know the Lord's word coming so powerfully this morning to encourage us. And the word of God says there is evidence that we need to suffer. There is an expectation of Christian when we go through suffering. And then the Lord's word says, we want to be encouraged as we go through suffering. That is the word of God that comes this morning. For I am with you. No one is going to attack or harm you because I have many people in this city. What the Lord is saying is we are to be encouraged in faith to speak for God. The word of God says, yes, you are suffering. Yes, you have problems, but continue to speak. Do not be quiet. That's our problem. When anything happens, okay, that's the last thing that I want to do. I don't want to do anything for God. Enough is enough. But the Holy Spirit is reminding us, don't do that. Continue to speak for the Lord. Then the word of God says, we are engulfed with his presence. He says, I am with you always. And so we will be experiencing his presence in all the sufferings that we go through. And not only that, we can be ensured his protection. He says, no one can harm you. No one can put his hand on you. You know, we are in the permissive will of God. Where is our security? You know, I'm standing in American grounds and I'm talking this. Our security is not in social security. Our security in Christ. Amen? When our life is in Christ, it is LIC. Not a Life Insurance Corporation of India. It is LIC. You know, that's our security. When we live for God and when we belong to God, no one can touch us. Amen? And that's what the Word of God says. So we are enlightened that there are more work to be done. So the Lord is continuing to say, okay, problems are there, opposition is there, you can't do much more thing, but the Lord is saying, I have many people here. Amen? Many people. Many people to be reached. The work of the Lord will continue to go on until his coming. The gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached to the ends of the world. Then end shall come. And so we need to continue to work for the Lord. And we can't say, you know, we can't do anything anymore. I want to conclude here saying in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 39, you know, we see that all these people were still living by faith. When they died, they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. Hallelujah. You know, this kind of words are there in the scripture that everything was not a bed of roses for them. There are people who went through suffering. They went through so many things. But they looked at the things that's going to come and they were blessed. You know, as we continue to, you know, look at the things that's going to come, will we be gladly face suffering? William Carey lost his wife and children because of the conditions of India as he preached the gospel. And because what he suffered and sacrificed, today the world is calling him as father of the modern missionary movement. Selwyn Joseph, one of our missionaries, died right in the mission field because of the cerebral malaria. And today, the gospel is preached to Durwa people and many are coming to know the Lord. Even his tomb is there among the Durwa community. And we see that without cross, there is no crown. We need to go through suffering and all that. Let me conclude. You know, somebody said like this, if I can't fly, I will run. If I can't run, I will walk. If I can't walk, I will crawl. But I will not quit. Amen? We will say to the Lord, you know, in every situation, we will continue to be faithful for the things that God has called us. A young African pastor who was persecuted wrote these and tacked on the wall of his house. Look at what he wrote. I won't give up. Shut up, let up, until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he comes. Give till I drop. Preach till I know, all know. And work till he stops me. And when he comes, for his own, he will have no problems recognizing my banner will be clear. My banner will be clear. When Jesus comes, will my banner be clear? What are we going to do? How we are going to respond? Shall we look to God? Shall we pray? As I shared the word with you, the Lord has spoken to me. And I am sure that the Lord has spoken to each one of us. I know we are all Christians for many, many years. We follow Jesus Christ. But today the Lord is reminding us we need to continue to work for the Lord. I have many people in this city. The Lord has brought you here. The Lord is telling you there may be suffering, there may be fears, there may be hesitation, and different difficult circumstances, yet we will not give up. Amen? Let's make a decision in the presence of God. We have to do a lot of work for the Lord. There are many people who are waiting to hear the name of Jesus. If we are powerful witness for the Lord can use us. In our workplace, in our neighborhood, everywhere, the Lord can use us. Will we commit our lives to the Lord and say, Lord, I want when you come, by my banner will be clear. You can see it. Yes, Lord. This morning we just commit ourselves, oh Father. Lord, you know each one of us who are seated here. You know, Lord, the circumstances in which we are working. And we commit ourselves into your hand, oh Father. In obedience to the word of God that has come this morning, Lord, help us, Lord, that we will, until you are coming, whether we come to you or you come to us, we will not be quiet. We will continue to proclaim. We will continue to tell about you to everyone who is around us, oh Father. Use us for your glory. In the midst of suffering, in the midst of opposition, in the midst of difficult circumstances, we will not be ashamed of your gospel. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are going to do. We bless you, Lord, in your name. Lord, I thank you for bringing me to this wonderful fellowship. I pray for everyone who is seated here. Lord, if there is anyone who is going through, Lord, different difficult situation, Lord, I pronounce your blessing upon their problem. Now, Lord, I pray that you will deliver them, Lord, from everything that they are going through. Lord, that they will envision your power in every circumstances. That you will, Lord, prove yourself. And, Lord, I pray that you will encourage that heart this morning. Committing each one of them, Lord, every family who is represented. Lord, we pray in this world of corruption, in this world of temptation, in this world of destruction and distraction, Lord, that they will continue to walk with you, O Father, that they will be a powerful witness, O Lord. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for the ministry that is going on through this fellowship. And we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen their hand, and because of that, Lord, your kingdom will be extended. Your will be done. Your name will be highly honored and glorified. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.